signal for liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
We're back.
Hey, welcome back. That's right. You kind of running on empty here a bit.
No, I'm good.
All right. Did you at least refill a snack? Can you update the listeners on what snack you've got now?
I'm working on a different breakfast food here.
Okay.
I got a bowl of Honey Bunches of Oats.
Breakfast.
Okay. All right. That sounds pretty good. I've been doing this whole, like, overnight oats thing for breakfast lately.
Yuck.
It's pretty good. It's got like nanners in it. It's got chia seeds in it. It's got chocolate powder in it. It's got oats, of course.
It's cold oatmeal.
Yeah, it is. It's cold oatmeal.
Ugh, gross.
And I top that all off with some freshly milked cashews.
I don't know what is happening to breakfast these days.
It's so good. It's so good.
No.
Okay.
Don't you dare.
Okay. It's not all American. you just don't like that I'm challenging Gordon and his terrible no ingredient YouTube videos with something.
When was the last time you went to Denny's and got a Grand Slam?
Well, first of all,
when was the last time that you got a Grand Slam from Denny's?
Never. Zero. I was 0 years old, and it never happened.
I don't believe that. Listen, I believe that you've gotten a Grand Slam.
Nope. Kenny, let me take you back. Let me take you all back right. Real quick.
Go ahead. There we go.
Perfect. So the last time that I went to a Denny's, sir, may I order the Moons Over My Hammy? Because that is the only legitimate breakfast at a Denny's. That is the only thing I will ever order, and you cannot and will not tell me otherwise, Kenny.
Kyle?
Yes.
I've known you for over 28 years, and I know for a fact that you've had a Grand Slam from Denny's
at
breakfast time.
Don't you lie to me. I've never done that. I know you have. No, I have. I am a man of integrity. I would never, ever order a Grand Slam. It is always Moons Over My Hammy. Why are you lying to me? Fake news.
So when we were kids and we would travel from our hometown, Madera, to Monterey, another M town, we'd stop over in Los Banos. And we would go to the Denny's with our grandparents. Do you remember what you ate?
First of all, why would we ever stop in Los Banos on the way?
Because I have a really good memory.
Okay. All right. I don't really remember this.
Moons Over My Hammy, Mr. 8-year-old? I don't think so. Grand Slam.
Okay.
Grand Slam.
And do you think that is a product of it's not being available at the ripe old age of 8, or is it that I just did not know my love of buttered toast with ham and Swiss and other fine accoutrement inside it
was
available? Really?
Yeah, you hadn't tried it yet.
You think so? Did it look overwhelming? I was, as a youngster, I will say, I was a fan of avocado. Is there avocado in a Grand Slam?
No.
Okay. Also as a young man, what was I enjoying? Nintendo. Was there a Nintendo in the Grand Slam?
Surprisingly, there was not a Nintendo in the Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Where is this even going?
A buddy. Okay, hold on. Other tangent. A buddy of mine posted a picture.
Yeah.
That he got some like pin in the mail, and in the background of this photo, and I know it was a dig at his gamer friends. Ooh. He had the NES Classic box, the Super NES Classic box, and the UK version Super NES Classic box.
Just on fire. Right,
no, not on fire.
Burning,
just stacked up, and like, oh, look at this little pin I have in the foreground, but in the background was the good prizes.
Did you happen to get on that pre-order for any of those devices?
No,
no, okay,
I missed it.
As awesome as they look, I'm like /shrug on them, man.
I'm willing to pay $80 for a nostalgia trip for a few weeks.
I saw folks playing the Donkey Kong Country part of that, and I lost it. It was like the music, the minecart level, all of it came back.
Yep.
Flooding in.
And you don't want it?
I mean, I wouldn't mind if it just showed up on my doorstep. Hint, hint, hint.
Hint. Yeah, maybe hint, hint.
Yeah. Because
what about the NES?
Does it have Duck Hunt?
No. You need the gun.
You do, but they didn't make a little tiny one? Little mini?
No.
Okay.
No.
Like a squirt gun, like a little guy. All right. I mean, the super is what we grew up on. If it had like Earthworm Jim maybe on it, or
Earthworm Jim 2.
Yeah, or like,
it does have Star Fox.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But that's like that's like OG Star Fox.
Right.
So it's not as good
as
Star Fox 64, which was our jam.
Here it is.
Mission
it is,
accomplished.
Though. While the regular Nintendo system and the Super Nintendo are very important to me, next year's Nintendo 64 Mini, which will absolutely come out, will be the one I am opining for it. I need it. I absolutely have to have it.
Do you know that I still have a working N64 here at my place?
I do.
With controllers and everything.
Tell me what everything is, Precious.
GoldenEye.
Oh my gosh.
Zelda, Mario.
Do you have Perfect Dark?
I might have Perfect Dark.
Clay Fighters? Clay Fighters?
No Clay Fighter.
Okay.
No Clay Fighter. Right. No San Francisco Rush.
Oh my gosh.
I know. That's the missing component. I don't have San Francisco Rush. I know.
Rush. Ugh.
With the stunt level in San Francisco Rush 2. Oh my god.
Oh man.
We would waste hours and days and weeks in that level.
Days and days and days. And we would, oh man, Star Fox. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Your car would explode.
So long as it wasn't just Nintendo IP. I mean, yeah, Mario 64, fine. That's nice. Thank you. But it's those like Even just, this is probably not good these days, but the Tiger Woods golf game, so good. Beetle Adventure Racing,
No.
So good.
International Superstar Soccer,
yes.
98.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the one.
So Beetle Adventure Racing.
Adventure Racing. Whoa, hold on a second.
Yeah. Don't you remember? Okay, last one. Pod Racing.
Oh, yeah. I have Pod Racing. Oh, by the way, I have that game.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. I have that game.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm coming over now.
And Kim is really good at it.
We're going to end the podcast right now, and I'm going to come over and play. Because I live over in the Red Lobster now that they have unlimited shrimp. I need it. Hey, speaking of old things, right. I may or may not have completely broken my keyboard last night while we played Destiny 2.
Oh, were you mad?
No, I did not slam it with my fist. I am not a rager gamer type person. I don't get mad at my games, but I did spill an entire glass of water on my desk while we were playing. It may have gotten into a couple of the keys, namely the 10 key portion of it, near where I keep my beverages. And the arrows, the up arrow works just fine. The down, left, and right arrows do not work. So I'm in the market for a new keyboard. I need your help. Maybe we can, maybe this is like a product review segment here on Morning Show. Kenny,
it's a list.
It's a list of keyboards from you that I maybe need to look into and buy for my Macintosh.
Wait, a list from me?
Yeah, I need you to give me a list of keyboards you like so that I can decide which keyboard to get.
I wasn't prepared for this.
I'm thoroughly confused by all of the options here on the Amazon Prime.
Let me open that up.
I mean, there are some Logitech keyboards. There are, because I need one specifically with the Apple Command key on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What do you use?
I got a refurbed Apple keyboard without the 10 key. So basically, I replicated my laptop.
Keyboard. Yeah. Okay. All right. And you use that wirelessly. I use it
wherever on my desk. Yeah. Bluetooth.
Okay. All right. No wires. I mean, right. I feel like that is what I should kind of upgrade to, because what I've got is the like full sized connected through USB Apple keyboard with the 10 key, and I've got like a bunch of stickers on it, and it's just, I mean, it's like a customized version, but I've had this for years and years and years and years and years, and
yeah, let me see if I can find there's a Logitech keyboard that I really like. I use it at work. Let's see. It's a solar keyboard, in fact.
Okay. All right. Is it the one that has the big solar panels at the top?
Yes.
Okay. So I've seen that one. I was considering that one. Oh, man. I feel like I'm getting my sickness from you. Logitech K750. Wireless solar keyboard for Mac. Solar recharging, Mac friendly. 5621. Report. I think I can get the black version for $39.99.
Yeah. You should totally get this. It's awesome. It gives you a huge control. Wait a second. No, this is the wrong one. I'm looking at the wrong
one. The black one is a Windows, I believe. Yeah. Okay. So the silver one's the one I want. That's fine.
Silver. Sorry.
Listen, I still have Heelys in my cart, by the way. 2 weeks.
Nice.
Heelys still in my cart. Would you ever buy a used keyboard?
The one I have is a refurb. So well, I have,
is that used though?
No, kind of.
Yeah, you think? You don't think somebody?
What probably happened was it was a keyboard that somebody got with an iMac, but never used it. And so when they returned the iMac, they also had to return the keyboard, and then they were able to sell the keyboard on its own. I don't know, something like that.
Okay, all right. They just poked at the iMac and said, "This is not a touchscreen. I'm taking it back. Forget this."
Or they already had a keyboard or something.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to look into this one. This is Kenny, thank you for the list. But
I hope you also know the quick command to turn off your computer without having to quit any applications. Do you know the quick command?
Yeah, I have two of them. It's just, it's on my my Furman M8X.
No. No. Not the power
surge protector. Yeah. I flip that switch and
power conditioner.
It all turns off.
So if you didn't know, if you do control option command, I almost said alt, but control option command eject, that will turn off your Mac without having to prompt you with, you want to save? Do you want to quit? No, it'll just turn everything off.
So you're saying I should do it right now?
What I'm saying is don't do it right now. Oh, don't test it.
All right.
What I'm saying is that with this keyboard, it's super easy because it doesn't have a stupid function button down here on the bottom left that you never use.
Oh, I don't have one on this keyboard.
Yeah. It also gives you the screen brightness and volume and back, pause, and forward on music commands. So it has all the things that you need.
Well, perfect. I think this is a really good suggestion. I'm probably, it's also in my cart now. So I got Heelys and I've got
Heelys and
a Logitech keyboard.
Oh my god.
Well,
we were talking about video games, and I just wanted to point out you've had this thing in the notes for a while. Final Fantasy IX is now out for PlayStation 4. This was announced at the Tokyo Game Show, I think for the Sony presentation they announced it. I'm looking.
Probably, yeah. Anyway, yeah, probably.
This is the... So, they did an iOS port last year, I believe. And it was... I played it on my iPad, and it was awesome. It was so good. I thought about buying this version because Final Fantasy IX is probably my favorite game of all time. But...
I do remember you playing it frequently.
The four disc at home. PlayStation 1 era Final Fantasy 9.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Four discs.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
But it's in my PlayStation store cart, actually. If we're going to talk about keeping stuff in our cart, it was on sale, but then it went back to its $21 price. I don't know, $21. I already bought it. I think I paid like $15 on iOS. So I have it on my iPad. I have it on my mobile. You know, I can play it whenever I want, but it'll be on my PlayStation 4. Yeah. I don't know. If I want to play with it with my my DualShock controller again, just to have that feeling again, I might just do it. I don't know. $21. It's not that bad. HD cutscene video, trophy support, boosters.
Yeah, nobody needs that. Nobody has time for that. Okay. Well, that sounds good. As well as other stories I have to get to for headlines. Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah, do the headlines.
Okay.
These are today's headlines.
It feels like it's a bajillion degrees in this room right now. Kenny, there's a city in Georgia that's going to name itself Amazon. If they get the new bid to put Amazon HQ in their city. So you would, I guess, live in Amazon, Georgia? I feel like this is a joke writing itself, where we will call Michigan Germany and vice versa. We could call Georgia Amazon and Amazon Georgia. So in my Georgia cart, I've got Heelys. Is that a funny?
All right, let's say the original name of this town is Stonecrest.
Okay.
Kind of a cool name.
Kind of creepy.
Stonecrest.
It's got a little bit of like a welcome to Stonecrest. Kind of like Pinecrest.
But it sounds like a country club or like a northeast town. It does not sound like a Georgian town. So Amazon, Georgia, as un-Georgian as Amazon sounds, I think sounds a little better than Stonecrest.
Sounds like a mall. That's what it sounds like.
It does sound like a mall. You're right. Ugh.
Welcome to the Stonecrest Mall.
The mayor is Jason Larry. He has two first names.
Aww.
Oh,
it's one R in Larry,
they have
though.
They have a sign outside the, I guess, the city limits or something that says Stonecrest. It looks like they're a theme park. Ugh, that's so gross.
What would you do at the Stonecrest theme park? First of all, Stonecrest theme park, one thing. Amazon theme park, a completely different thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Stonecrest theme park would be like a lot of like Sisyphean things. Like you would try to roll boulders up a hill, maybe.
Oh! Sorry, I just read that Georgia is exactly the differentiator that the tiny city of Stonecrest, which was formed just last year, desperately needs if it has any hopes of competing against big cities like New York or Dallas. So this place, a population of just over 20,000, but it has a mall. There you go. There's your mall. Okay. Nature preserve, a national heritage area. And it was It was formed just last year. What is happening? What is happening to America?
They're just making up cities now.
It's basically they had a mall called Stonecrest, and they said, let's just put a city around the mall.
let's give it its own time zone, and
everyone lives at the mall anyway.
Yeah. You just stay there. Sorry, Auntie Anne, you gotta live here now. Cause you make pretzels all day. I'm sorry.
You have to feed the whole town.
With your pretzels?
With your pretzels.
Do you like soft pretzels?
Oh, I love soft pretzels.
I like soft pretzels too.
I like the pepperoni pretzels from Auntie Anne's. Oh my gosh.
That is just a pizza in the shape of a pretzel. That doesn't count. No, absolutely. It does count. No, absolutely not. That is just a pizza with holes in it. Kenny, are you kidding me? What would you dip that pretzel in if you want to call it a pretzel? Okay, so you just add pizza sauce to. Where are we going with this? I don't like this at all. Hey, Georgia, good luck. If this happens, we're going to go visit Amazon, Georgia. It'll be real confusing on Google Maps, because when I search Amazon, it won't take me to the jungle.
Nope, just to the...
just to the Stonecrest Mall, where they only serve soft pretzels, no peps. That's it. Speaking of pizza, Kenny, do you think that there's a dish or a food, a single food, that you could eat and survive on forever?
Yeah, this bowl of cereal I'm eating right now.
You just moved on to cereal. Oh my gosh.
Well, no. A single food that I could do, I don't think I could do it.
So like, you would want
just watching
you'd want some diversity.
Just watching the part in The Martian, no spoilers, but he basically claims that he can sustain on potatoes for four years? Something like that. It's going to take until the next mission comes in. Mm-hmm. So he planned to live on potatoes, and he was like, well, I think he was like 90 days into it, and then the hull breached. Oops, spoilers.
Mm. Well, Kenny, a third of the Irish population actually got most of their calories in the 1800s from potatoes. So it's kind of possible for this to happen, and it's kind of possible that Matt Damon would have eaten that many potatoes.
But that's it? Like, that's all you're eating?
Yeah, just potatoes. Because I guess, technically, traditional potatoes, they say in this article here over at Popular Science, contain all the essential amino acids you need to build proteins, repair cells, and fight diseases. So, taters can kind of do it a little bit. I think, though, that you would just get sick of it. This article does outline someone named Andrew Taylor, who went through this whole process of like just eating potatoes. There's a whole bunch of issues with like people's teeth falling out and just probably other bad things.
Yeah, you get the amino acids, but you get no calcium to keep your bones all healthy.
Right. Or if you did, you would have to eat like 100 bajillion potatoes for that to happen, to get enough of the white stuff.
I mean, I guess you don't really need teeth to eat potatoes, though. You just mush them with your gums.
Yeah, boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Ah.
So, let's put it this way. Let's say whatever food you choose has all of the essential amino acids. It's got all of your good stuff in there, .fm. It's got all the stuff you need to sustain your life. But it is a single food. It is not a concoction. It is not a mixture of other foods. It is just a singular food item. Is there anything that you would eat forever?
Not Soylent, right?
I feel like Soylent is kind of...
It's kind of cheating.
Right? It's a little, yeah, it's like putting the Game Shark code on,
right,
on this question. Yeah. No, I would say more like an apple. an apple a day keeps the doctor away. 800 apples a day keeps everybody away because nobody wants to be with Apple Boy anymore.
Apple Boy. My name's Steve Jobs. I only eat apples.
That's right. They sustain me. I'm fine. Don't worry.
I don't know if I could pick one food.
Shrimp? Hey. Remember when we talked about endless shrimp?
Oh my god. I got honey bunches of almonds sliding down my gullet.
Ooh.
Topping them back up.
Get a little bit more milk in there, maybe.
Oh, it's gone. It's all done.
All the milk gone.
Yeah, no, there's no food that I could, like, breakfast, even for, like, one day, if I had to plan out, okay, for breakfast, I'm eating scrambled eggs, and then for lunch, I'm eating scrambled eggs, and then for dinner, I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to have scrambled eggs. And then for the next foreseeable future, all I'm eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner is scrambled eggs. I would starve myself, I think, at one point.
Hold on. What about egg? Like, an egg. You can find multiple ways. You can make it a taco with egg inside.
No. No, this is one. It's one food. You can't add stuff.
Listen. I'm not saying food prepared one singular way. However you want.
I know what you mean. It's still one food.
Yeah, but it's egg. So, you could make one singular circular egg taco, and then also make scrambled eggs to go inside your egg taco. It's egg on egg.
Oh my god, that's so much egg. That's egg overkill.
Well, welcome to egg on egg in the morning. I'm gonna egg on you. You egg me.
But
don't push me, because I'm close to the egg.
Oh. But I think what would happen, like, realistically, what would happen is you would starve yourself just to have a moment of something other than whatever that food was. Scrambled eggs, for example. You would say, okay, for breakfast, I'm eating nothing because it's different than scrambled eggs, which I've been eating for the past 3 months.
So you instead would starve yourself.
You would begin and to not make have the... the subconscious decisions to avoid the food that you were destined to finish for the rest of your life, just because it gives you a modicum of control in your life. Yes.
Wow.
And you would slowly wither away and die because you couldn't eat scrambled eggs for the rest of your life. Congratulations.
Oh man.
Breakfast.
All right. All right. Let's put that one aside then. What about just a prepared food?
Steak.
Is there a prepared food that you would eat forever?
Steak.
Steak? Hold on. Can you what?
What?
Steak is just a cow, and cow is just a singular ingredient. So what you're saying,
let me roll back the tape a little bit.
What you're saying is you would be able to eat just a singular item. Are you eating different parts of the cow? What are you doing?
It would be like multiple preparations of steak dinners.
So you're on board with multiple preparations of a steak, but not of an egg.
Okay, but egg itself. I can't you said prepared, right?
I can't, so
it's
even
like a steak dinner.
I'm gonna get us out of here because I can't handle what you're telling me right now. You just replaced. I said you could have any prepared food on the entire planet. You didn't go pizza. You didn't go sliders. You didn't go tacos. You went straight for just a singular item again.
I watched a video about super expensive steak in New York, and it got me really hungry for like a good steak dinner. So that's why I said steak.
We will eat food.
Yeah, we're talking about food already, because boy, that's just what we talk about all the time anyway. If you haven't caught on yet, I'm sorry. But we haven't done a stadium food segment in a while, Kenny, so I wanted to bring it back. I've got a couple of recent stadium food stories for you. Okay. First, I recently took a trip to Washington, D.C., went and saw your Washington Nationals play against, well, they played against my Los Angeles Dodgers, and it was a bad game. It was a really bad game. So I've filled my time walking around the stadium and finding some fantastic libations and a few really tasty food items. Namely some really, really good sausages. There was a place that made something called a half smoke, which I don't really know what that means, but it basically was like a spicy sausage link with some chili and cheese on top. Real sloppy, real messy, real good. That could also be kind of a slogan for this show, I think.
Real sloppy, real messy.
Real breakfast. Real good stuff.
Yeah.
I also, what else did I have? Here's another story. And we'll get into why I am telling you this. I went to a place. Let me hold on. Photos.google.com. I got to pull up the photos for this.
Look at your photos.
Yeah, because I took
a web interface.
Well, the problem is I took a photo of this to try and remember what it was called, because that is really the crux of this whole story. I went to a place called Box Fritz.
Box Fritz?
Yeah, their logo is the word box and then frites underneath with a bunch of little french fries coming out of the box.
French fries.
So pretty good, right? Box frites. So I stood in line here over at Box Frites for maybe 20 minutes.
Oh,
If not more. It was at least an inning and a half that I was in line.
At least an inning.
Yeah. And here I am waiting to get it up there to Box Frites. And I walk up to the person taking orders and I say, I'd like a Fritz dog, please. Now, Kenny, describe to me what you think a Fritz dog is at a place called Box Fritz, where the logo is, in fact, box on top of Fritz, all surrounded by French fries coming out of the box part.
I would imagine.
What do you think the Box Fritz dog is?
It's a hot dog topped with like shoestring French fries, and then like topped with ketchup and mustard.
Absolutely not. They handed me a bun with a dog in it.
What?
A place that has French fries in their logo with a dog named Fritz Dog.
Fritz Dog
doesn't have frites on it.
Oh my goodness.
It was named for the place that you get the dog.
That's like getting a I don't know. I can't think of an example because that sounds so bad.
It'd be like going to Chick-fil-A and not getting a chick.
Well, they don't even sell non-chicken items.
That's what I'm saying. They should not sell any non-frites items at Box Frites. I was livid. I could not believe what they had done.
What happened when they handed it to you? Did you go, excuse me? Or did you, like, you're excuse me, I want my frites.
Where are my frites? No, I did not.
Did you throw the dog back at them? The slippery dog slide through the bun and hit them in the eye?
in the eyeball? No, yeah. I didn't. I just walked away. I walked away sadly.
I bet you ate it on your way out.
With my naked dog. I should have just shoved it in my face right there, right in front of him, but I didn't.
Is this a French fry? Yum, 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 yum,
yum. I was so, so, so sad.
I can imagine your sadness. Because that's when we were kids, that's what used to fuel me. Your sadness was my fuel.
It was all about expectation, you know? You wait in line for the Fritz dog. You get excited for the Fritz dog. You get the Fritz dog.
Do you understand how much that would have nourished me if I had been present for that? If they would have handed you this this plain hot dog in a foil wrapper. You open it up and you're like, oh no, where are the French fries?
No.
I would have laughed so hard.
No, listen, it wasn't even in a foil wrapper. This was an open paper boat with the bun right inside the paper boat with a completely naked dog on the inside.
Wait, so they handed this box to you in full vision of the missing French fries.
Of the new dog.
We're like, no, that's it.
Bingo.
How could you work there and knowingly give that to somebody? The words,
that's it, came out of my mouth when I was about to walk away. Yeah.
Was it a question like, that's it? Or was it, that's it? Or, that's it?
That's it. It should have been
the hot dog in the field. Yeah,
it should have been just like, I should have. So
that's a really sad story.
Needless to say, one of the worst stadium food experiences of my entire life. I did take it back to my seat and shove it directly in my mouth, but that's fine. Also, Kenny, at the Nationals ballpark, I had a great, great, great time walking around and taking photos of these different stadium food stands that they have inside of the ballpark. Cause guess what? They're all puns. They're all
perfect.
Either food or baseball, or food and baseball together, or some sort of like Washington D.C. pun, right? Nation's capital. Mm-hmm. So something to kind of tie all of those different things together. So I wanted to turn that into a game here in our our stadium food segment and see which ones you can guess are real or not.
Okay.
All right.
Are they all puns?
They will all be puns. So you will get, this is going to be just, all puns all the time. I don't think all of the different stands inside of Nationals ballpark were puns, but these that I will be reading to you.
These all were.
And you just have to guess if it's basically a pun that I made up or one that is actually in the stadium.
That
and
exists
I can, in the yes, I can verify that, that all of these exist because I took photos of them. So if you are interested in that
evidence,
I guess I can make them into an album or something. I don't know. If you want it all, I'll post them on Twitter maybe.
All right.
But, Kenny, let's get ready with the first one here. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Steak of the Union.
No. No, that's something you made up because you thought you were going to be really clever. No one sells steak at a baseball stadium. No.
Fake.
Oh, really?
It's real.
Steak of the Union.
Oh. All right. Next one. Sliders.
What?
Sliders.
Like a baseball slide? Oh, gosh. No, that's not real. Kyle, you're trying to be too clever with that one.
You're right. Yeah. I made that one up.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Change up chicken?
I like the alliteration, and I think it would be a really funny logo, so I'm going to say real.
You're right.
Is it a good logo?
Yeah, it's okay. They have chicken tenders and fries. You want a pitcher? I can send you a pitcher.
You'd send me the pitcher?
Yeah, hold on.
I don't know what accent that was.
Yeah, no. How do I?
I can drag. Can't really drag it to you. Copy the image. Here we go. Paste. Yeah, upload.
Unknown.png. There you go.
Okay. I believe you.
I sent it to... Hold on. I sent it to you on Discord.
Yeah, I believe you. I looked at it.
You told me to send you the picture. You were... Okay.
I'm giving you affirmation. It's such a letdown that it's just the words change up chicken. And not even a hyphenated change up.
Like, no.
That's not even the way you would spell change up if you were talking about the pitch. because it's a change. It's an item. It's in a noun. The change. It's not change up chicken. You know, change it up, which is what this says. Change up chicken. You know, your chicken is weird, so change it up.
Yeah, that's not at all what this is. Kenny, next one. Pop fly popcorn.
I'm gonna say that's fake. Oh, wow.
That is real. It is a popcorn stand. Want to know what they have?
I can't believe that they have to name a popcorn stand.
They've got the popcorn bucket, the popcorn box. They've got Magnum bars, which I think are just double chocolate vanilla double.
What the caramel. Heck is a Magnum bar?
It's $8. I don't know.
Oh, what?
They have Ben and Jerry's pint slices.
What?
They have a couple of ice creams. Yeah, this place has a whole...
What's happening?
Whole bunch of stuff. It's not just popcorn. Pop fly popcorn. Come and get it. Popcorn. Get your popcorn. You ready for the next one?
I'm getting sleepy over here.
All right. We'll wrap it up here in a sec. Taste of the majors.
That doesn't make any sense. That's not even a pun.
It is. Because you can get it.
All right, you're defending it really hard here. So I'm going to say
you can get a taste of the majors. It's real.
Oh, my God.
It's real. You want to know what taste of the majors has?
Yeah.
Taste of the majors has hot dogs, dirt, chicken tenders, pizza, cleats, fries, ballpark snacks, beverages. Yeah, they have everything. Because you can get a taste of the majors by, you know, being called up or whatever. Get it? The bigs.
Okay.
The show. Right. You ready for another one?
Yeah.
Baseline brews.
Yeah, okay, I'll say that's real.
You're right, it is real.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But not like okay. A bruise that you get on your shin when you knock into the coffee table.
No. Like bevies.
Aha.
Cerveza.
There's an entire ad in this picture of Change Up Chicken. An entire ad on one of the TV menu things that says, "This Bud's for you."
That's right.
Stop drinking Budweiser at the ballpark.
Hey, listen, that's what... No.
Bozos. It's
America, Kenny. Gordon Ramsay says so.
Oh, jeez.
All right, Kenny, next one. Ready?
Yeah.
No, not that one.
Whoa, what?
Let's do this one. Batter up.
What is it, corn dogs?
Like B-A-T-T?
Yeah, there's only one way to spell batter, Kyle.
But like a corn dog.
Like a, oh my God. Okay, this is fake. Yeah.
All right. You solved my pun puzzle.
You can pass now. You can cross the bridge.
Next one. Throwing cheese.
Oh, what? That's like a rookie of the year pun. I'm going to say it's fake.
Real.
What do they sell?
It is, I believe, a grilled cheese place. They've got, let me read to you the menu real quick while I zoom in here. They've got something called the Triple Play, which is American cheese, cheddar cheese, and provolone cheese, 850, 760 calories.
That's not bad.
They have something called the Throwback, American cheese, tomato. It's a grilled cheese place, basically, is what I'm trying to say. You can get a kid's grilled cheese for $7.50 and a large peanuts for $8.
Oh, I thought you were about to say one other thing.
Mm-hmm. Throwing cheese. Kenny, are you ready for another one?
Yeah, can you make this the last one?
Mm-mm. Got a couple more.
Oh, my God.
I love this. Grand Slam Grill.
That's real.
All right.
It's a boring one. It's a boring alliteration.
Here's another one, then. Foul pole.
Fake.
F-O-W-L.
Fake.
Pole.
Fake, Kyle.
Oh, jeez. No, I'm kidding. You're right. Oh, man. It's a chicken. It's like a... Can we open one?
I want... Can we open up a chicken stand, a fried chicken stand at a ballpark called Foul Pole? We only have two locations ever because there's only two foul poles.
Yes. You would at least have two. I mean, that's pretty convenient for most people.
Yeah, it's on opposite sides of the park.
All right. All right. Next one. Bullpen burritos.
Yeah, that's real.
You're right.
These all sound like I'm playing Ballpark Tycoon and I'm opening up a bunch of stands and these are the names that they give.
Yep. 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 All right.
The guy who planned the National Stadium was just playing Roller Coaster Tycoon. He's like, oh, these sound really good.
All right, last one then.
Okay.
Third base lime.
No.
You're right.
Oh, jeez, Kyle.
They make margaritas. Only.
Only on the third base line.
Lime. Lime.
And it's not salt around the rim. It's chalk dust.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, you can eat it if you want. It's not that... It's not a bad thing to eat. The chalk. You ever eaten chalk?
We're really tired.
Okay, I guess we are.
The final of the minis. I'm running on fumes here. I'm running on cereal fumes and saltine.
This is really good. I feel like we should do this. Fumes. We should do this again tomorrow, if you don't mind. Just so we have a backlog, maybe for next year, sometime when we can do this again.
I will be dead. Dead.
Okay. Just get some more saltines. Everything's going to be fine. Just fine. Do us a favor, though. If you've listened to all three of these morning show minis, go over to iTunes. Give us a review. Tell us, I guess, whether you liked it or not. Or let us know on Twitter, too. Morning Show AM on Twitter, or I am at Dog Burps. Let me know how you feel. Feel about these games. Feel about the length. Is it okay? Is the length okay? Just let me know. On Twitter, right. Mostly. Don't do that. I don't like that at all. Go over to goodstuff.fm. Check out some of the other great shows that are over there. I think that's it. You have anything clever, interesting, wonderful to add for our listeners, Kenny?
Anything clever? No, just... hope everyone's looking forward to the Halloween episode that Kyle's
working on. I'm so
he's got a whole month to set it up.
No, I still can't find it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Back again on Halloween. We'll see you then.
We'll see you then.
Until then. See you then.
Breakfast.